The strike began Thursday in Richmond, where educators gathered on the picket lines to demand better pay, full staffing, and stronger support for students. Parents and community members joined them, showing solidarity as classes remained empty. I spoke with Christina Baronian, Political Action Committee Chair of United Teachers of Richmond, about why teachers are striking and what they hope to achieve.
I'm here today because I am trying to secure a better future for my students. Our schools are struggling and the district is refusing to provide fair compensation to the educators, which in turn is causing staffing shortages. Teachers are leaving for higher paying districts and we're not able to attract new teachers. And then it affects classes like mine where two grade levels are being combined, which is not only extremely difficult, it's morally unfair to my students. They're not getting what they need. And it's because the district refuses to invest in the students.
Baronian described the negotiation process that led to the strike.
We've literally gone through every possible step of negotiating with them. We gave many proposals to the district. They either didn't respond or just refused.
Teachers say their demands include a 5-year percent raise this year and next, fully funded healthcare, and adequate staffing for special ed programs. So far, the district has offered a 2% raise and limited healthcare improvements. Belinda Roddy, an English teacher and department chair at a local high school, explained how staffing shortages affect both students and teachers.
You need to pay teachers a competitive, adequate wage. You need to give them proper benefits. You need to give them support in special education and international education. Right now, teachers do not feel supported and students are not getting supports that they need right now. What they have right now is long-term subs, massive vacancies, and a lack of supports. And that's not good enough.
According to a press statement signed by Cheryl Cotton, superintendent of the West Contra Costa Unified School District, the strike harms kids by disrupting their learning. A parent, Theresa Gonzalez, responds to this.
In the long run, it'll help. They can be out of their password just for these few days so that this teacher can get what they need and, you know, get them competitive with the wages and benefits of the other people.
Union leaders and parents insist on skipping classes till they come to an agreement. Meanwhile, the superintendent says schools would remain open and meals would continue to be served for students who attend. I'm Annette Felix in Richmond, reporting for KPFA Radio.